Bhakti Tattva. Bhakti purifies the senses and mind, and frees one from all designations.
Sarvopadhi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate.
Bhakti, or pure devotional service, means engaging all of one's senses and mind in the service of Sri Krishna with the sole purpose of pleasing Him. It is uncontaminated by speculative knowledge or fruitive activities. When the spirit soul renders service unto Hrishikesh, the master of the senses, one's senses become spiritualized and one is freed from all material designations. One can achieve real happiness only by pleasing Sri Krishna through pure bhakti.
Savai pungsang paro dharmo yato bhakti radhokshaje ahoi tuki apratihata yayatma suprasidati.
The topmost dharma of human life is Krishna bhakti. This bhakti should be unconditional, without any kind of selfish desires, regular and uninterrupted. By performing bhakti in this manner, one's heart feels contented, perceiving the blissful form of Sri Krishna. The ninefold process of bhakti.
Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam padasevanam Archanam bandhanam dasyam Sakyam atmanivedanam. Iti pungsarpita Vishnu bhaktischennavalakshana Krieta bhagavatyadha tanmanyedhitamutamam.
Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming His servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto Him, in other words, serving Him with body, mind, and words. One who has dedicated his life and soul to the service of Guru and Krishna through these nine limbs of bhakti should be understood to be the topmost devotee and the most learned, for he has acquired perfect knowledge. Srila Gurudev said,
Iti pungsarpita Vishnu.
Vishnu here refers to both Vishai and Ashray Bhagavan, Krishna and Guru. The nine limbs of bhakti are not bhakti if they are not offered first to a bona fide Guru. Krishna will not accept it unless one first takes shelter of Sri Guru. The five essential limbs of bhakti, delineated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavata Shravan Mathuravas Sri Murtir Shraddhaya Sevan.
Mahaprabhu said, associating with the pure devotees, chanting the holy name, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, residing in Sri Vrindavan Dham, and worshipping the deity with faith. These are the five essential limbs of bhakti. Guru Parashray is the foremost limb of bhakti.
Guru Padashrayas Tasmat Krishna Dikshadi Shikshanam Vishrambhena Guru Seva Sadhu Vartmanu Vartanam.
The first and foremost limbs of sadhan bhakti are taking shelter of Sri Guru, accepting Diksha, divine knowledge coupled with the removal of anarthas. Receiving shiksha, instructions on the process of service to Sri Krishna. Serving Sri Guru with intimacy and affection, and following the path of the previous acharyas under his guidance. Of the 64 limbs of bhakti given by Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the first five are related to Sri Guru. Only then can sadhan bhakti begin. The process of bhakti prior to the stage of bha.
Syat Krishna nama charita disitaptya vidya pitto pataptarasanasya narochikanu kintvadarad anudinam khalu shaiva jushta svadvikramar bhavati tad gadamulahantri.
Aho, those whose tongues are afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, ignorance, born of being indifferent to Sri Krishna from a time without beginning, cannot relish the nectarian names, form, qualities, and pastimes of Sri Krishna, which are compared to the sweetest sugar candy. Instead, these attributes taste bitter to them. But if with great respect one daily takes this sugar candy, it gradually becomes relishable to him, and destroys at the root his disease, the jaundice of avidya, or indifference to Sri Krishna. In other words, he becomes spontaneously attached to Sri Krishna. Prem for Krishna in the mood of the gopis is the supreme love.
Shyamam eva param rupam puri madhu puri vara Bayakaishorakam dhyeyam adya eva paro rasaha.
The form of Shyamasundar is the supreme form. Vrajamandal is the supreme abode. Sri Krishna's fresh youth should always be meditated upon. And love for Sri Krishna in the mood of the gopis of Vraj is the supreme transcendental mellow and the sweetest form of pure love. By the power of bhakti, Vyasadeva saw Krishna in his most complete aspect.
Bhakti yogena manasi samyak pranihite male apashyat purusham purnam mayam cha tad apashrayam.
By the power of bhakti yoga, Srila Vyasadeva, being firmly concentrated in meditation with a purified mind, saw Sri Krishna, fully endowed with spiritual effulgence, with his plenary portions, and with his internal potency of Swarup Shakti, Srimati Radhika. His external potency, Maya, being of an inferior nature, was seen in the background, under his full control. Srila Gurudev said, in this shloka, the words apashyat purusham purnam indicate Krishna in his fullest aspect, which can only mean that he is accompanied by Srimati Radhika. This is the inner meaning. How did Vyas see this? By the practice of bhakti yoga. What kind of bhakti yoga? Was it by Vaidhi bhakti yoga? No. By bhakti yoga which is full of the mood of Vraj. Will one be able to see Krishna as apashyat purusham purnam in his complete form by Vatsalya Bhav? No, Krishna is only complete when he is with Srimati Radhika. Vyas is none other than Bhagavan himself, so certainly he was able to see this. Only by exclusive bhakti can one know Krishna and see his eternal svarup.
Bhaktya tvananyaya sakya aham evam vidhorjuna gyatum drashtum chatatvena praveshtum chaparantapa.
O Parantapa, Arjuna, only by ananya bhakti, undivided, one-pointed devotional service, can one actually know and see my eternal, beautiful, human-like form and truly enter into association with me in my abode. Only by bhakti can one actually know Krishna and enter into his pastimes.
Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tatvatah tato mam tatvato gyatva vishate tad anantaram.
It is only through pure devotion that one can know the truth of my glories and form. One then enters my eternal pastimes through that truth on the strength of pure love and affection for me. Krishna can be attained and controlled only through exclusive bhakti.
Bhaktyaham ekaya grahya shradhayatma priyasatam bhakti punati man nishtha svapakan api sambhava.
O Uddhava, I who am the Supreme Soul and the beloved of the saintly devotees can only be attained through devotion and faith. Through bhakti, I purify anyone who is firmly attached to me, even if he is born in a low family. I am controlled only by the bhakti of my pure devotees.
Na sadhayati mam yogo na sankhyam dharma udhava na svadhyayas tapastyago yata bhaktir mamorjita.
My dear Uddhava, I cannot be controlled by those who study Sankhya philosophy or Shastra, or who perform mystic yoga, pious acts, austerity, or renunciation. I am controlled only by the bhakti rendered to me by my pure-hearted devotees.
Advaitam achyutam anadim anantarupam adyam purana purusham navayovanam cha vede shudurlabhamadurlabhamatma bhaktau govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami.
Although he is non-dual, infallible, beginningless, possessed of unlimited forms, and the oldest of all, nevertheless, he is a beautiful person with everlasting fresh youthfulness. Although he is incomprehensible to the Vedas, he is easily attained by Shuddha Prema, spontaneous devotion of the soul. I render service to that Adi Purush, Sri Govinda. Only that which is offered with love and devotion can attract and control Krishna.
Patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhaktyupahritam ashnami prayatatmanah.
Whatever the devotee lovingly offers me, such as tulsi leaf, flower, fruit, and water, I accept with heartfelt affection. The symptoms of bhakti in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Bhakti parishanubhavo viraktir anyatra chaisha trika eka kala prapadyamanasya yatashnatasyus tushti pushtikshud apayo nughasam.
Devotion, direct experience of the Supreme Lord, and detachment from other things. These three occur simultaneously for one who has taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the same way that pleasure, nourishment, and relief from hunger come simultaneously and increasingly with each bite for a person engaged in eating.
Devotion to Krishna
is likened to watering the root of a tree, and it satisfies everyone.
Yata taror mula nishechanena tripyanti tatskanda mujopashakha prano paharach chayatendriyana tataiva sarvar hanumachutejya.
By watering the root of a tree, all its parts, such as the trunk, branches, leaves, and flowers are nourished. And by satisfying the life errors through eating, all of the senses are nourished. Similarly, simply by worshipping Sri Krishna, all the demigods, forefathers, and everyone else is worshipped and satisfied. One who has taken full shelter of Mukunda is not indebted to anyone.
Devarshi bhutapta nrinam pitrinam nakin karonayam rinicha rajan sarvatmanaya sharanam sharanyam gato mukundam parihritya karatam.
One who has given up all other duties and has taken complete shelter of Bhagavan Mukunda, who is affectionate towards the surrendered, is not indebted to the demigods, to his forefathers, to ordinary living entities, or to relatives and guests. He is not subordinate to anyone other than Mukunda, nor is he their servant. Demigod worship is redundant.
Ye pyanya devata bhakta yajante shradhayanvita te pimameva kaunteya yajantya vidhi purvakam.
Those who are devotees of other gods and who worship them with faith actually worship only me, O son of Kunti, but they do so in a wrong way. Remaining equipoised in both happiness and distress.
Dukeshvanudvigna mana sukeshu vigatasprihā vitaraga bhayakrodha stitadhirmu niruchyate.
One whose mind is not disturbed by the three types of miseries, adhyatmik, adhibhautik, and adhidaivik, who remains free from desires in the presence of happiness, and who is free from attachment, fear, and anger, is called a sage of steady mind. In Kali Yuga, everyone is unfortunate and always disturbed.
Prayenalpayusha shabhya kalavasmin yuge jana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya hyupadrutaha.
O learned one, in this Kali Yuga, the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, most people have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. Knowledge and detachment automatically follow bhakti.
Vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita janayatyashu vairagyam jnanam cha yad ahoitukam.
By rendering devotional service unto Bhagavan Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from this world. Any activity which doesn't lead to bhakti is simply a waste of time.
Dharma svanushtita pungsam vishvaksena katasuya notpadayed yadiratim shrama eva hikevalam.
Any spiritual practices and occupational duties that do not inspire attraction for Harikatha, the narrations of Sri Krishna, are only a waste of time.
Vidyate hridaya grantish chidyante sarva sankshaya kshiyante chasya karmani mayi drishte kilatmani.
When the sadhaka directly sees me as Paramatma, situated in the heart of all living entities, the knot of the false ego in his heart is pierced, all his doubts are cut to pieces, and his desires for fruitive activities are completely eradicated. Neither eat nor dress luxuriously, rather perform manasa seva to Radha Krishna.
Bhalana khaibe, arbhalana paribe, braje Radha Krishna seva, manase karibe.
You should neither eat palatable foodstuffs nor dress yourself luxuriously. Rather, within your mind, you should always perform seva to Sri Sri Radha Krishna in Braj. The Higher Taste Shlok.
Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina rasa varjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate.
The embodied jiva may refrain from sense enjoyment, yet the taste for sensual pleasure remains. Only by experiencing the higher taste of bhakti rasa can one become fixed in higher consciousness. In this state, even though the senses are still strong and capable, there is no attraction to sense pleasure because of the sublime taste experienced in one's heart, a taste which descends from the spiritual world by the mercy of Sri Guru. The six results of pure bhakti described by Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Kleshagni Shubhada Moksha Laghuta Krit Sudullabha Sandrananda Visheshatma Shri Krishna Karshini Chasa.
Kleshagni, Bhakti Devi destroys all kinds of distress. Shubhada, she awards all kinds of good fortune. Moksha Laghuta Krit, she makes the pleasure of impersonal liberation appear insignificant. Sudurlabha, she is rarely achieved. Sandrananda Visheshatma, her nature is imbued with the most intense and superlative bliss. Sri Krishna Akarshini, she is the sole means to attract Sri Krishna. The method of performing very deep and confidential bhajan.
Samam Shri Rupena Smaravibasha Radha Giribrito Vraje Sakshat Seva Labhana Vidhaye Tad Ganayujo Tadijyakya Dhyano Shravananati Panchamritamidam Dhayan Nitya Govardhanam Anudinam Tvam Bhajamana.
Now the method of performing very deep and confidential bhajan is being explained by Raghunath Das Goswami. O my dear mind, in order to obtain the direct service of Sri Sri Radha Giridhari, who are always entranced by amorous desire, and the service of their eternal associates in Braj, one should drink the Panchamrita of service to them, in accordance with the method prescribed by Sri Rupa Goswami. This Panchamrita is ambrosial nectar comprised of the following five ingredients. Worship of Sri Yugal, Archan, chanting the glories of their transcendental names, form, qualities, and pastimes, Sankirtan, meditating upon them, Dhyan, hearing the glories of their names, forms, qualities, and pastimes, Shravan, and offering pranam unto them, In addition, one should worship Sri Govardhan daily in accordance with the precepts of Bhakti.